Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Advice? There is no advice. Just run. Like, that's my advice.
From your sister? She's blood.
Absolutely.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. As my mom would always say, nothing goes right when your underwear is too tight. And with that, we welcome everyone into our pregame.
Paula's phrases are unbelievable.
And you wonder where I get my stuff from, you know?
I mean, the fact that these, I've known you for a million years. These phrases just come out every now and then. What a gal.
They're poureth over. Is that what they're saying? Our cup
runneth over?
Yeah. Derek Jeter would say, what's in that mug right there?
Not what I want it to be. The coffee from this morning, it's about to be a banquet. Hold on. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down Podcast pregame. Now, pregame post NFL season. I don't know. I mean, it kind of gets exciting because there's not like football centric questions. So yeah. This first one is a doozy.
Off the rails. Why don't you go for it?
Okay. Strangely enough, I have sort of a story for this. Okay, anonymous, my boyfriend cheated on me with my sister. They are now together. Advice.
Ew.
The F?
That is the show, the Christmas Family Stone.
Yeah.
With Sarah Jessica Parker.
But wait a minute. Don't say ew. You said on the last time an anonymous question was about this, like, oh, would you ever date your brother's whatever ex? And you're like, yeah, I don't see a problem with that. I'm like,
if it was the Hemsworths.
All of them? Do you put a S on it for plural? All of them?
Hemsworths? Liam and Chris.
Hemsworth. Well, they're worth the risk, but this is not, okay? Absolutely not. I will not say, I'll tell you
break
later.
Break up with your sister immediately. This is bad. What are you going to do? Your sister and your boyfriend are together?
About?
The anonymous question.
First of all, no, I'm saying like, what is she talking about? What is advice? There is no advice. Just run. Like, that's my advice.
From your sister? She's blood.
Absolutely. She's not that close to you then if she's willing to date your boyfriend. That's can you imagine Kendra or my sister like dating my ex? Although my sister followed my ex on social for years after the fact. So, I mean, maybe they're dating. I don't know.
Kidding. I would literally try to get on like Geraldo, Jerry Springer, RIP, like any of those shows to like discuss Dr. Phil. I don't know. How's that working out for you? Well, again, Paula Andreas in mind, one of our favorite lines from that show. How's that working out for you? Great.
You know a Dr. Phil line?
That's one of his like things when like somebody would say a crazy thing like, yeah, I cheated on my sister's boyfriend and now we're together. He'd be like, how's that working out for you? Troy?
That's incredible. I love that you know a Dr. Phil phrase. I mean, I thought we only had Lombardi up our sleeves, but here we've got Dr. Phil. Okay, Anonymous, just break up with your sister or tell your sister to F off.
Tell your parents.
Your parents should tell know about what's her. Going on. I can't wait for that holiday. Keep us posted. Again, we've said this before, Anonymous, we need more information and we need follow-ups updates. Because one time we got that follow-up and we loved it. Next
we
one.
We need to know how Easter goes in your house.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, okay. You're going to love this one.
Joy Renee, worst gift from a significant other. How about no gift? How about I forgot and I called the flower shop at 9 a.m.? How about that? You know, I was thinking of the Kelseys, how the Kelseys are getting all these ads. You know, Kylie and Jason, they are hilarious. She is hilarious.
She's fantastic.
We need to have her on this show. Oh. I want to hear about, you know what?
Write
this
it down.
Is a plea.
Yep.
Social media. Please, Kylie, we want you on the show so bad. I want to talk to her about her, how she is so funny with her husband, her kids, all the
all
things.
Of it. How she will not wear anything but Eagles gear. Like, that is so loyal and so sweet. Yeah.
She's so
Kylie,
cute.
Please, not that you're not doing a million things right now and taking care of your
and
children
a million
and whatnot,
ads.
But like, she's busy. But come on the
she's
podcast.
Crushing.
We have questions. But yeah. The story here, Erin can get into it on the big show if she wants to. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, the worst gift you've ever gotten from a significant other. Normally it's me buying my own gifts. In my past, you know, my bank account was used for my own gifts. Losers. So I think that would be the worst gift.
And give me my Tupperware back.
And the ring that I bought for myself. La, la, la.
To go to dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. Hey, I was driving today, inside joke between you and I. I think this was you and I, or I dreamt it.
You and I, T-Y. That's a unity.
A long way around came on by the Dixie Chicks, and I was remembering the one time we were like, the Earl song, you and I were singing passionately, remember?
Yeah. Where was that? Was it Stagecoach?
Those Black Eyed Peas, they tasted all right to me, Earl.
And now right he's now dead. Too. Yeah, I gotta remember how that goes because that's a good song for me
it's
right
a
now.
Goodie.
Home
we'll
on
sing
the range.
It in Montana.
Mm-hmm. I'll sing it to myself while you're busy skiing and I'm in the lodge. Roger Lodge. Okay, here we go. We're not gonna get through this very easily. All right. Jill Razchek, and again, we mess these all up all the time. I'm so sorry. Do you feel pressure as women in a male sport to always show that you know as much as them? Yeah, I think I still feel that way a little bit, but not in an assertive, listen to me, I'm going to ramble off all this information. I think that we've talked about it before, but I think it's just really important that we study twice as hard and read those extra articles or watch those extra shows or do certain things or talk to the extra guys to figure out if something comes up, let's just say that isn't, you know, for me, it's a rundown of things we're supposed to talk about, just that you're well-versed in everything. So yeah, I always feel that a little bit. And I feel that way as a host, especially because it's my job to make sure that if the guys want to go a different direction, that I can follow them there and make sure that the conversation's cohesive. So yeah, I feel that I always want to know more information, but not that I like the guys are testing me like, oh, let's see how much you know. Like 20 years into this thing, like I would hope that they know that I know something.
Exactly. And our guys are our people. Like, it's not like that for you or I in our current situations. But I'm not going to lie to you. After I do a sit down interview and I kind of get some insight of what may or may not be happening in a locker room. And then I come to the production meeting and I'm like, I think this team's going to lose. And everybody's like, nah, you're crazy. And then fourth quarter, I'm like,
interesting.
Hey, are we in break? We are. Great. Can everybody hear me? Hey, guess who predicted this one?
Right. Right, because you can take the temperature of the guys. I feel like that too. Yeah, I think that that's definitely a great point where you don't know because it's not been written about or whatever that you're like, interesting. So yeah, yes and no is the answer to that question. You're up, girl.
This has happened to me. From S. Rogie, question for the boss babes. Have you ever cried at work and how do you keep it all together when you are just so overwhelmed and you want to jump into a hole and hide? Before I was an intern. No, I wasn't an intern. I was working kind of freelance for an Orlando station, and they wanted sound from the Bucks locker room. And a particular player was so nasty to me. He physically turned his back away from me in the middle of his scrum. He also told me to go back, rehearse my question, and come back when I was ready. I was mortified. Stop. I was 19, 20 years old. I had practiced. I did slip up a little bit. I like stumbled. He knew it. He knew I was young. I instantly started having tears come down my face. And two players in particular, Derek Brooks and John Lynch, saw it, pulled me over, and said, "What do you need?"
Oh my God, Erin.
Royalty.
That's incredible. I've never heard you tell that story. Wow. Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. Wow, that is really...
Karma's the GM of the 49ers helping me.
That's really great. Wow, I love that story. Mine's usually... I mean, I don't have a specific one like that, but I love that. And I love those guys for that. As tough as I try to act, sometimes I'm very emotional if I feel like I've disappointed anybody.
Yep.
So
particularly our bosses or our coworkers.
My tears come from feeling like I've ever disappointed anyone that I respect. So I try to keep it together so it's not in front of them. But admittingly, I have cried a couple times in front of bosses over the years. And it is always met with support and understanding. There are times where they give tough love. And I like that because that's how I grew up. And I appreciate that. But I think that that idea where it's like you have to be so strong and don't show weakness... Vulnerability to me has always been a strength. I think in people that I like, people that show vulnerability. Now, look, we can't be crying all the time. So get it together. There's no crying in baseball. Like there's a time and a place. And if it really, if you're overcome with emotion, don't feel bad about it. But I think it's just sort of a balance of the two. Like I know people that are just always like crying and bitching and you're like, what are we doing here? Lock it up.
And I think to add to that, we feel this way about our bosses, which I've cried to them, like not like more than maybe twice, but it's because honestly, the environment that we have at Fox is very much a family. It's not bullshit when we say that. And when they have allowed us to feel that way, Chris and I have been literally at a group function in Vegas on the president of Fox Sports' cell phone doing Spotify because his phone controlled it was awesome. And then a big boss called and we're like, whoa, you may want to get this. But he like trusted us enough. Like we had such a great weekend and stuff. So yeah, like when we kind of have to, when he has to pull us aside about something or, you know, kind of talk to us about something. Yeah, you and I have called each other bawling because we don't want to let him down because we care for our bosses and our coworkers so much.
I got a missed call yesterday from one of my bosses since I have a few. And I was like, and you know that feeling from Amazon, sweetheart. But I immediately started panicking. And I was like, oh, God, what's wrong?
Oh, God. Oh, God. And you lose feeling in your legs?
Completely. Yeah. And then I almost called you. And I was like, oh, my God, I missed call. And then I called him back. He's like, what's up? Just checking in. Everything good?
Oh,
and
I'm
like,
the checking in. Nope.
No, I was like, I almost said to him, I was like, don't scare me like that. But he was awesome. I mean, but again, just we feel very lucky. This is a long-winded answer, but it's to say this. I think depending on your relationship with your employer, they... Yeah. will allow you the runway to be vulnerable as long as they know that you care and you are hardworking and, you know, let's not keep making the same mistake 700 times.
Honestly, one more point, and I'm sorry we're going over to this, but if like, I know you and I feel the same way about this too. If it was something that involved a team or a player, you and I are so emotional and invested in our relationships with that. We've talked about it. If there was ever a situation and we felt so bad, like, I had a situation where a certain player was coming up behind me and I didn't know he thought I was going to interview him and we had to get off air. It ruined my day for 3 straight days. I ended up having to call him. Yeah, a week. And I was just like, literally, I need you to know you're like one of my favorite players. Yeah. And I was doing that because we had to get off air, not because I didn't want to talk to you. But that's another time we would get emotional. But it's because we love our job and we love what we do so much.
I could go on and on about this, which we probably should on the big show because, again, off season. But put a pin in this. And I think it's a good conversation with the idea of just in general workplace sort of, what am I trying to say here? Just navigating uncomfortable situations. Because we've got some questions before with people being like, if there's a mean girl in the workplace, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Last but not least, anonymous, how to tell an out-of-town friend they cannot stay at your house.
You can't stay at my house. It's too crazy here. I got a leak. I got a kid. I got a dog. I got a husband who drives me nuts. And sometimes I have to send him down to that guest room when he's coughing last night. You can't stay here.
For those that can't stay at Aaron's house, you can come over to mine. I'm happy to host you. No, let's take this to the big show.
To the streets?
Let's take this to the streets. I'm writing it down. Because I got a lot of thoughts on this. Uh-huh. In fact, you and I had a conversation about this over frozen margs. Okay, here we go. For those of you interested in the follow-ups, join us on the big show. And Kylie, Kelsey, please and thank
you. We want
you. We would love to have you on the Calm Down podcast. All right, love you, girl. Bye.
Bye. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.